Macmillan Audio presents The Space Merchants by Frederick Pohl and C.M. Kornbluth. Read for you by Dan Bittner. Chapter 1. As I dressed that morning, I ran over in my mind the long list of statistics, evasions, and exaggerations that they would expect in my report. My section, production, had been plagued with a long series of illnesses and resignations, and you can't get work done without people to do it. But the board wasn't likely to take that as an excuse. I rubbed depilatory soap over my face and rinsed it with a trickle from the freshwater tap. Wasteful, of course, but I pay taxes, and salt water always leaves my face itchy. Before the last of the greasy stubble was quite washed away, the trickle stopped and didn't start again. I swore a little and finished rinsing with salt. It had been happening lately. Some people blamed Consi saboteurs. Loyalty raids were being held throughout the New York Water Supply Corporation. So far, they hadn't done any good. The morning newscast above the shaving mirror caught me for a moment. The president's speech of last night, a brief glimpse of the Venus rocket, squat and silvery on the Arizona sand, rioting in Panama. I switched it off when the quarter-hour time signal chimed over the audio band. It looked as though I was going to be late again, which certainly would not help mollify the board. I saved 5 minutes by wearing yesterday's shirt instead of studying a clean one, and by leaving my breakfast juice to grow warm and sticky on the table. But I lost 5 minutes again by trying to call Kathy. She didn't answer the phone, and I was late getting into the office. Fortunately, and unprecedentedly, Fowler Schocken was late too. In our office, it is Fowler's custom to hold the weekly board conference 15...